This past Friday, two brothers in their 50s in Iowa got into an argument after one of them decided they wanted to eat 6 peanut butter and jelly sandwiches in 1 hour time. The other brother said that's too many. The brother who ate them said it wasn't, and they fought. And the brother who ate the sandwiches ended up pulling a knife and was arrested for domestic assault. And I don't think it was just like a peanut butter knife. I think it was a, now that's a knife, kind of knife.
Who fights over peanut butter and jelly sandwiches? No, 5's okay. 6, that's
six,
too
you're
many.
Pushing it. Yes, you're pushing it.
Well, it's a new year, so maybe you're thinking in your love life that you're going to meet the one this year, you know, because a lot of people thought about that. My best friend, we were over vacation. She said, I'm going to find a boyfriend in 2014. That was like her main goal.
Yep. New Year's resolution.
New Year's resolution. Yep. Well, a new study figured out the average number of dates, relationships, partners, and everything else you have to go through before you finally meet the right person, and this is what they came up with.
All right.
15 kisses, 2 long-term relationships, 3 shorter relationships, 4 disastrous dates, having your heart broken twice, 7 partners, being cheated on once and cheating on someone once, falling in love twice, and living with someone once.
Wow.
And those are for women. And the numbers for men are basically the same, except they have 10 partners, not 7.
Got to go through all that just to get to the one.
All that just to get to the one.
That's a lot of work. In Iowa, a science teacher just ran an experiment where the science teacher ate only McDonald's for 90 days, made it sure to keep it to just 2,000 calories a day. And in the end, the science experiment, he lost 37 pounds and his cholesterol dropped.
Get me on that diet.
Just by eating McDonald's. That's what he did. Typically, he had a egg white McMuffin in the morning. For lunch, one of the salads. And for dinner, a Big Mac or Quarter Pounder value meal. And he also had ice cream at night, too.
Any diet that includes Big Macs and Quarter Pounders.
I mean, you lose weight. Yeah.
And I lose weight. Sign me up. Top 5 movies at the box office this past weekend. American Hustle came in at number 5, brought in another $13.2 million. The Wolf of Wall Street was number 4 with $13.4 million. The Hobbit, The Desolation of Smaug, fell to number 3, brought in $16.3 million. The only new movie that opened this weekend, Paranormal Activity, The Marked Ones, came in at number 2 with $18.2 million. And Frozen reclaimed the number 1 spot at the box office, $21.7 million, up to $298 million in its 7th week.
In Kuwait, a woman has apparently filed for divorce from her husband after 1 week of marriage because instead of eating his peas with a fork or spoon, he scooped them up with a piece of bread. In the divorce papers, the woman said she was disgusted and shocked and could not stay with him for the rest of her life.
It's a deal breaker, huh?
Right there, apparently. Maybe they should have figured that out ahead of time. How do you eat your peas?
Did you not? Yeah.
Didn't you discuss this?
Didn't you have a meal beforehand, or what's up?
Stack of Leftovers has been brought to you by Silver Creek Liquor. They're right on Highway 7 in Mountain Iron.